and her adorable husband, Sean Farrar.
Woo!
Thanks for hanging out with us as we give some
life tips
and real life marriage banter.
Let's get started now with a random thought.
Hey, everybody. It is the podcast called Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
The podcast of awesomeness.
Awesomeness. We have a new secret podcast that's coming out soon.
Secret? Well, it can't be a secret.
I know, man. We just haven't told anybody yet. But we're not
What's
telling
it
you
called,
tonight.
Man?
Dude, no!
Oh. Really? Wasn't you're not supposed to say the title yet?
No, that's the title, baby.
I know. I'm joking.
All right. Silly. It's a little delayed because I'm having a really hard time setting up the website, and we're not gonna talk about this.
Oh.
Instead.
Let's have a contest.
What?
Can you get the website done before I get the podcast studio in the basement done?
Yes. I am.
You really? You think so?
Yeah, and then what you win for getting the podcast in the basement done is not gonna be your win anymore.
What do you mean?
I get to wear underwear my whole entire life.
No,
all right,
no.
Anyways, talking about random thoughts.
No, we're sticking to our original deal You'll have two framed up walls in your basement for the rest of your life.
That's so mean. He holds me hostage. All right, ready?
Well, I could do that down there, too. Nobody would be able to hear you scream from inside the podcast room.
This is inappropriate. All right. We are here to help people become their best selves.
Well, sometimes people need help being their best selves.
All right, I'm going to tell you about some kid who needed a little help. This is a teenager in the UK, right?
Yeah.
And he'd done some naughty things, as often a teenager do. We're not going to judge you on your criminal behavior, unless it's really bad criminal behavior. But this kind of criminal behavior, Sean and I are not going to judge you on. And this
really?
Kid,
what did he do?
He stole a car.
Oh, that's pretty bad. If somebody steals my truck, I'm going to be pissed.
And he stole a car.
I'm not giving him a break.
He drove without a license.
I don't care about that.
He went to the gas station and he didn't pay for the gas.
Well, that's just wrong.
That's relatable, honestly. Poor motherfucking but you shouldn't do that.
Gas station attendants trying to make a dollar.
Okay, but anyways.
Gas expensive. They don't make nothing on the gas per gallon nowadays.
All right, ready?
Kid's a douche.
No, he's not. He's just a child. And
he's 18 years old. Technically, he's not a child.
He's just a baby. Your brain's not even
done
forming.
Well, that's true, but you're... Pray not to be that formed.
All right. Anyways, Joshua Dobson, 18, was having some bad life decisions, apparently. And he continued with his bad life decisions because the
He stole
po-po-
a car.
Yes. He stole a car. He stole some gas. He drove without a license, right?
Yeah.
And then he went to Manchester, England, right?
Yeah.
And, well, very close by. I hit at a friend's house, I think. And... Because he knew the popo were coming after him, right?
Well, apparently he's a horrible criminal.
Yes, so he hid, but he didn't just hide in the house. He hid inside a giant stuffed teddy bear.
What? Is Joshua Dobson a tiny little 18-year-old?
He must be tiny. He must be tiny. Like, the picture of the bear is
he
like...
He crawled up the bear's ass.
He crawled up the bear's... he cut the poor little stuffy... Or big stuffed bear open near its bum and crawled inside of it to hide from the United Kingdom police.
Well, no wonder they noticed. Look, it looks like the bear's got a colostomy bag.
It does.
He's all upside.
I think he cut the bottom of the bear where his bum is and set the bear upright, I believe. But the police officers noticed the bear was breathing.
That's hilarious.
I can't even.
Oh my God.
That's something amazing. So
I hope
stupid,
one of them took
amazing.
The opportunity to just randomly kick the bear.
I don't want them to kick poor
just
Joshua.
Like, hey, is there some... Pop! Is there some... That'd be totally legit. You can't even get in trouble
no,
for that.
No. Anyways,
it's a stuffed bear.
I've heard of people doing a lot of naughty things by cutting open their stuffed bears, especially boys.
Oh, hell yeah.
But
that stuffing doesn't
this is
hold a candle to the real thing.
But this is something just beyond. And
but when I was a teenager, there was no such thing as a fleshlight.
Honey, you crossed the line.
I would have inserted
that
inside of my teddy bear.
This is now an explicit podcast.
Well, I wasn't even a teenager, but
anyways.
Do you think
anybody actually listens to us for self-help? Like
self-help?
Advice? after you say this.
Yes, stuff. Because if they listen to our podcast, they can feel better about themselves.
Okay, speaking of feeling better about themselves, the other weird news that I found was, again, a Florida person. But this time it's someone who's a woman, not a man. And she threw...
Florida woman. That's a whole new trend. Let's start that. Florida woman.
I think we should.
Maybe right,
we
can move let's here. Redo this podcast so nobody steals our idea.
Florida woman.
Why do you keep showing me your sexy shoulder?
Because it needs to be rubbed.
Does it need some kissing?
No, I just need rubbing.
I know what happens when I kiss you right
I don't have an ergonomic chair. All right. Anyways, this Florida woman was arrested, according to Fox News, for, quote, hurling uncooked steak at her boyfriend of 20 years.
Police that right say. There is like...
So Florida?
A felony. Throwing a steak at your boy... I mean, why?
I don't know, but they don't throw specify what kind. Throw a salt shaker kind.
At him or something. Oh, that's true. It could have been like cheap-ass steak.
I don't know if it's ribeye. I don't know if it's like a
T-bone. It better not have been a T-bone or a ribeye.
I don't know if it's filet mignon. Like, I don't... It could have been steak tips, I'm not big for God's on filets, sake.
But even steak tips are good.
I love filet mignon.
It should have been like a London broil.
Anyways, according to the article, we have the link. That's our own dog dropping her bone.
Her steak
bone. Police said Wright, the name of the lady, who had been married... Sorry, Rochelle is not married to her boyfriend. They've just been... Man and woman for 20 years. And now she's facing a charge of domestic assault. They have a kid together. But, quote, they got in an argument and were intoxicated inside their Tarpon Springs, Florida home on Sunday. Wright became angry and threw a piece of uncooked steak at the man, her boyfriend, and baby daddy.
The steak didn't even hit him.
And he was sitting on the chair. And the steak missed!
And it was just a piece of an uncooked steak.
I know. And it hit the armrest. So it could have been a fucking... Oh, sorry for my language. It could have been a freaking steak tip. It hit the armrest of his chair. It also hit the wall. I'm sure it was terribly intimidating. So she got arrested.
Why would you get arrested? That's not even assault.
Well, it's
I mean, Florida statutes must be messed up. What?
Well, I wouldn't like it if you threw a steak at me, but I would never probably call the police. But I also don't think you would ever do that to a steak.
No, I wouldn't. God, I'd throw the pan before I threw a steak.
And quote, Wright eventually admitted to throwing the steak because she was tired of his behavior and they're arguing.
Well, I don't understand why she was arrested, though.
Oh, my God. Because you're not supposed to throw things at other people, babe. Back when I was a cop,
part of assault is contact.
Yeah.
It missed him.
Well, yeah, that's weird.
That's very weird.
There's a puppy in your lap.
Even a public defender's probably going to get her off.
It's a misdemeanor. It was a misdemeanor.
Yeah, because she missed.
And maybe they were arguing because nobody was getting off. Just saying. So this podcast...
is NPR.
It's called Do Not Hide in a Stuffed Bear When Running from the Cups, which is a very beautiful typo. And where the hell is your empathy, you jerks?
And where the who's the jerks?
You're right, because you're laughing at my typo.
Because you put cups instead of cops.
You're such a dick. All right, anyways.
If you didn't sit around here and smoke weed all day, you wouldn't make these.
I wish I smoked weed, because then it would be a good excuse for me not being good enough. Anyways.
Well, if our dealer ever gets back home, we've been out for weeks.
Don't listen to him. He's so full of BS. Anyways, you can't love someone or something without relating to its existence, says Pharrell Williams, the singer in a master.
Is that the singer?
Yeah.
Pharrell, he's a talented dude. Yeah. I didn't know he was smart, too.
Happy. Oh, he's super smart. He says, in order to relate, you have to empathize.
Well, yeah.
All right. So for Williams, it's about changing your vantage point. He says, a lack of point of view is a lack of context. And when you don't have context, like when you're thinking about the Florida lady who threw the steak at Katie Setter, husband, uncooked, then you can't understand the greater situation. When you open your mind's eye, you get a bigger view, he says. Sounding like he's doing some pot, honestly. So what he suggests is think about a demographic. Right?
Yeah.
And try to imagine an hour of the life of what that person is going
through. Let me tell you about an hour about the snake throne.
Pooping.
So they're in a trailer. I'm so it's sorry. Not even a double one. It's just a trailer.
You don't know that.
And the dude's sitting in the recliner because that's what the article said.
I don't like recliners.
But it's ratty. It's got duct tape on some
You
holes.
Don't know any of this.
I saw the woman's picture. I can tell. And like it was probably originally on the set of the Archie Bunker show, whatever that was called.
In the 1970s?
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
That's how old it was.
Okay.
And she's in the kitchen cooking up some cheap ass piece of meat you can barely call a steak.
Can you make our dog stop chewing?
She's chewing on furniture, man. All
right.
And he's like, woman. Give me another Budweiser.
And she's like,
F you! I ain't your slave! As he forks that piece of meat and hurls it at him with the fork.
See,
not the
I
fork
think,
included.
I
just
think
like,
he's probably like, why isn't dinner ready yet? Or, why did you spend that much money on steak? Or, why did you spend not enough money on steak?
Yeah, he, that's what he's like. He's like, why'd you buy that cheap-ass piece of meat?
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. And she's just had enough, right?
I don't eat steak. I can't.
But you know what's interesting to me?
I need a knife to cut.
Hello.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting to me?
No.
You're willing to give this woman your empathy, but the boy.
Oh, I'm not giving her empathy at all. But go ahead.
But the boy who hid inside the giant teddy bear because he was so scared about going to jail and the cops and getting in trouble. You're not willing to give that kid any empathy at all.
No.
He's just a little baby kid.
Yeah.
His brain is still forming. And you're just like, no, he's a bad boy.
Hey, you know what? If he can't hold his breath long enough to wait for the cops to walk by, he's stupid.
Maybe he's got asthma. All right, so yeah, anyways.
Maybe he's got a mouth and nose full of teddy bear stuffing.
The point is that Pharrell Williams thinks that if you go and look into somebody else's demographic, especially one that you're not into, so like say you're a Biden supporter, you want to go look at a Trump supporter or the vice versa, right?
Yep.
And or say you're a white person and you want to look at and you're a bigot and you don't or a racist and you don't understand the black experience or
right.
Native American experience or vice versa.
Yeah.
Or you're a woman and you're sick of men being dicks or vice versa, right?
Yeah.
Like or you're like someone who's bigoted against people who are obese. He's like, you know, like go in there and spend like, just try to imagine like
yourself
an hour.
Yourself in their position?
Yeah. Like instead of just being so full of bull poop and hate, try to imagine why they think the way they do. And he says, you know, particularly about like systemic racism or bigotry, is he's like, we tell people to just get over it and let it go. But if you close your eyes and try to imagine what it's like to live their experience, something else happens, right?
Yes.
Empathy is a crucial step in forgiveness, he says, because it makes us realize that, quote, we might have made some insane choices in similar circumstances. We might have been the one who threw the piece of uncooked steak at our husband. We might have been the one who stole the car and then hid inside the giant teddy bear. I'm sorry, that's so weird.
It is.
So empathy is the first step in forgiveness because it's a step of awareness and it becomes democratizing and political. Holy poop, I've got a lot of typos
here.
Yeah, you do. So developing empathy, which Sean doesn't have for my typos, is something you can actively cultivate, which is cool and hopeful, but scientists also think it might have to do with this thing called mirror neurons, which is kind of a cool concept right now, as Psychology Today explains.
These neurons, it is theorized, enhance the capacity to display, read, and mimic emotional signals through facial expressions and other forms of body language, enhancing empathy. But whether mirror neurons actually operate this way in humans is a subject of long-standing scientific debate, and some scientists question their very existence.
So yeah, they're not really sure if it's real, but whatever. The thing is that empathy does a lot of cool stuff, mirror neurons or not. It helps us be friends, cooperate, make decisions that are moral, help others. And we start showing it in infancy. Like it's built into most of us,
yeah.
Except possibly our youngest child. And I think that sometimes fear strips it away as we grow up, like selfishness and society saying kindness isn't tough and all that BS, right?
Yeah.
But empathy is really important, as Psychology Today says.
Empathy, developing empathy is crucial for establishing relationships and behaving compassionately.
I really was like, I was stoned when I was saying this.
But that's a direct quote.
I don't know what happened there. All right.
It involves experiencing another person's point of view rather than just one's own, and enables pro-social or helping behaviors that come from within rather than being forced.
So some surveys indicate that empathy is actually on the decline in the United States.
Oh, I agree.
A study in 2010 by Conrath and O'Brien, we have the links in our podcast, says...
So Conan O'Brien says that empathy is declining sharply among college students today. The authors examined the responses of nearly 14,000 students who had completed a questionnaire measuring different types of empathy. The results show that the average level of empathetic concern, meaning people's feelings of sympathy for the misfortune of others, declined by...
Oh, a lot. Like a 48%.
Yeah, man. Between 1979 and 2009, the average level of perspective taking, people's tendency to imagine other points of view, declined by 34% over the same period. There was a particularly steep decline between 2000 and 2009.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
man.
That's up. You're up, baby.
And dude, that's like terrifying, because empathy is what makes us a good society and a kind society and a work together society. So then you gotta think, okay, there's a problem. What do we do? How do we build it? Right?
Yeah.
Oh my lord, there's so many typos. And there's actually a TED Talk by Thu Hong Ha that centers on that, and they say there are three steps to up empathy.
What's the first step?
Strengthen your own reserves. And he writes,
think about something you're struggling with and how it makes you feel. Then imagine a friend coming to you with that same problem and how you'd respond to them. Doing this can highlight the chasm between the kindness we give to
chasm.
The people in our lives and the kindness, or lack of, that we show ourselves. You'll probably find a significant difference in how you treat your friend, most likely with patience, generosity, and forgiveness, versus how you'd react to yourself, perhaps with blame, harshness, and self-criticism.
And the second thing is to be kind to other people when you're all like, dude, I just cannot handle anymore.
At some point in your day, especially when you're stressed or feel like you don't have any spare bandwidth,
migraine,
spend in some small way, whether it's in time, energy, or money, on someone in your life. Send a text message of support to someone who's having a hard time. When you're running errands, pick up your partner's favorite coffee.
I like some coffee.
Carry an older neighbor's groceries upstairs. Building empathy isn't necessarily about donating half of your salary to charity. It's about the little things that we do each day, says Dr. Zakai. It's about habits of mind. In an attempt to conserve energy for ourselves, we tend to turn inwards when under pressure. While it may seem counterintuitive, Dr. Zakai says, I've seen that performing these tiny acts, especially at moments when we feel like we can be energizing and enlivening. Students are happily surprised to find that when they give to others, they don't end up depleting themselves, he says. Happiness and well-being are not a zero-sum situation.
That's a long quote.
It is.
So, and the final part is, don't debate when you don't agree. So you can disagree, but explain where your opinion came from and let the other person do that too. Instead of being like, you're stupid. No, you're stupid. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, the dog is dumb. No, you're dumb. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do this. Like, you want to like talk about like why you're feeling the way you came feeling and where your opinion came from. But you don't want to do this with someone who hurts you or who's a bigot about your demographics. But instead, you just want to try to talk about your difference of opinion without thinking that the person that you're disagreeing with is the Antichrist.
Man, that's hard sometimes.
Unless they are.
Really hard sometimes.
Well, that's usually because they're bigoted.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to do that with very well with a Nazi, but like... you know, with the pastor over at the Congo church, you're probably going to be able to have a different opinion about short-term rentals.
You think so?
Well, you could.
Are you kidding me? What's his opinion? Chill. I got to go talk to that guy.
I actually don't know his opinion, right. But I'm just saying. There you go. Build your empathy.
Yeah, work on your empathy. You say you have one?
No, you have one.
I have one?
It's a dog tip for lifetime. We're recording. That's my phone. Sean dropped his phone.
We're not recording.
No, we're totally recording.
Is it recording right now?
Yeah, babe.
Dog tip for life. You didn't tell me we were live, baby.
I'm totally live.
I've been messing with this puppy here, trying to keep her quiet.
I know.
She's got no empathy for the fact that we're trying to do a podcast.
All right, do doggies have empathy?
No. Yes, they do.
True.
Dogs are very empathetic. Especially, you know, like they can really kind of.
That was a lot.
They can kind of see when you need some love. When you need a nice lick on your face. Or a lay in your lap. Or a lick in your lap.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, yep, it is. You shouldn't let the dog do that, baby.
Oh my gosh, Sean, that's so wrong.
Just kidding.
And that is when Carrie finally gave up and they got a divorce.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey there. Thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share your heart out.
These podcasts and more are at my website, carriejonesbooks.blog.
There's even a little donation button there. Because even a dollar inspires a happy dance in Carrie.
And Sean.
But hers are much better than mine.
His are funnier.
So thank you so much for your support.
The music you hear here is made available through the Creative Commons, and it's a bit of a shortened track.
Who is the artist and what's the song?
Well, it's Summer Spliff by Broke for Free.
I love that song.
He does.
Just because of the name.
He does.
Thanks for listening so much. Boop.